Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, yes, let's get it. It's Friday. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Come on. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Finally at the weekend. I feel like this week has dragged a little bit, but alas, we're here.
That we are. What did you get up to yesterday?
Went to the gym yesterday. I played my basketball game. That was a bit of fun.
What's your team name? Hang on.
It's like Old and Gold.
Old and Gold, that's right. Yeah, nice one. Your chocolate sponsorship, was it?
No, it was not. No.
Well, that's an opening.
We'll shoot for the stars, but better chocolate bar than Old Gold.
Well, no, but not if they're paying. Then they're the best.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, sorry. Shout out to the sponsors.
Yeah, they are the best. Right. I mean, you got to think about that. It's a commercial opportunity.
And other than that, yeah, not a lot. Dawdled around, did some cleaning up and stuff. We got a rent inspection early next week.
Oh, yeah, so there's always a bit of
preparing for that.
Yeah, yeah. Nice one.
What about yourself?
Working on, we've got a little pond.
Yes.
So first had to, like, it's actually a giant plant pot, like a meter across, like a really big one. First had to, like, seal the drainage holes.
Yep.
And then let that set. And then yesterday, I did the fill-up. So we'll see. I've drawn a little line on the side.
Oh, see how much it drops.
See if it drains at all, if we're losing any water. And if it doesn't, we're good. Then begins the, you know, all the, like, little lilies and every, like...
Any fish in there?
Don't know yet. Probably not. Because then you have to shield them from birds. And I can't be bothered.
Oh, and that doesn't look nice. No, exactly. Great over the top and stuff. Ruins the aesthetic a bit, doesn't
it? That's right. You get it. Yeah. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
What did you get up to yesterday?
Nap.
Buzzing about?
Gym. Run.
Oh, run. Bed. Did you go out? Because sometimes you like to go for a drive for a run. Did you go out of town for your run or was it Thornton based?
I mean, I was at the gym, so I guess it was a drive.
Oh, it was just like a laps around the gym.
Well, it's in, like, an industrial estate, so,
oh, okay.
Know.
Nice one, nice
run,
one.
Run.
Yeah, very good. Oh, everyone keeping fit and healthy except me, which is good.
I was going to say, where was your gym stop? Come on.
It did not happen.
Get on board.
I feel like I need to. I feel left out here.
Loser.
Oh, no.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And a Thursday night fixture for our girls last night, Jess, and they didn't shy away from the primetime slot.
They certainly didn't, and we made history securing the first minor premiership for the NRLW Knights in the club's history, which is so exciting. There was a little bit of concern after the first half. We were behind, but we put everything we had into that second half, shut down that West Tigers home side and secured that 28-8 victory. There was a little bit of concern for one of our stars, Jessie Southwell.
Yeah, I saw her, like, wincing in pain, and then she went off, what, the 25th minute or something like that, didn't come back.
Yeah, no, so the Knights apparently confident that it was nothing but a cork, but they kept her off just in case, and turns out, I mean, we still want her, we still need her, but it turns out we didn't quite need her for the second half. We managed to pull together and do it. So Ronald Griffiths, the coach, was saying after the game that the girls really showed that grit that they're becoming very well known for in the league.
Yeah, and I think it was the first minor premiership in the club's history.
Yeah.
Like, for either the blokes or the girls. So, obviously, celebrations in order there. Still work to be done.
Yes.
They still want to get the big prize. But, yeah, I don't know. Celebrations in order. And, of course, our very own Crevo, Liv Higgins, got over for a late one last night.
Which
a cheeky try as well.
Yeah.
So, it's good to see her being successful and getting a sneaky meat pie as well.
I like that, indeed. Now, switching gears a little bit, Jess, because our firefighters have been very busy, yeah? What's happened here?
Very, very busy. This is the best Friday story that you're going to hear all day.
Okay, what's happened?
So the Tingara Fire and Rescue Brigade yesterday, they were called out to Melroy Drive at Mount Hutton, not for a fire, not for, like, a rescue of a family from a burning house or anything crazy like that. They had to save a family of ducklings that got themselves stuck in a drain. So mum and dad apparently waddled across a large drainage gate, but the gaps were a bit too big for the baby ducklings, who fell 3 metres down into this drain. So the brigade were called out. Firefighter Ben, he climbed down the ladder and plucked out one duckling at a time.
Have you met this firefighter Ben?
I haven't met firefighter Ben.
Sounds like a kid's show, doesn't it? Fly, fly to bed.
I know. You sound very disappointed that you haven't met him.
Well, I am. He saved all the ducklings.
Yeah, right.
Return them to their worried parents.
I think when your voice goes like that.
That's like a female, like, oh, no. Yeah,
pretty much.
So who's alerting the authorities?
Yeah, who's rang him up? Send the firefighters who, you know.
Hero, that's who rang.
Surely it's not a 000 call. What a waste of resources.
I mean, I hope so. Not, but.
Is it someone burning? No, no, no. What, is it a house burning? No, no, no. A duck fell down a hole. Really? Oh, well, look, if they weren't busy on other things at all, I guess it's an all right use of resources. But if there was any kind of fire, any kind of other fire, that shouldn't have happened.
I feel like it made me remember the time when I was there when ducklings fell down a drain and I couldn't save them. Maybe I should have called 000.
Probably should have.
Yeah, that's
probably
it.
Should have.
Now those you poor feel ducklings. Bad forever.
I will. Guilty for life.
You've learnt your lesson, Jess, and that's the main thing. UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos. UFM. Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, in Crevo, it is a Feel Good Friday. Oh, yeah. So, as per, we're going to try and give away $50 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's. Later in the show, perfect for your weekend barbecue.
And have you seen the weather? It looks stunning as far as I can see all the way into next Friday. I mean, another week of good weather. And lovely. I mean,
perfect as well if you're hosting perhaps a watching party for the night.
That's right. Imagine that. You get a free barbecue worth of meat.
You just, I know we've said it before, but you go, I'll supply all the meat. You supply all the drinks.
You've got yourself the whole thing for free.
How good's that? Of course, it is happening later in the show, and it is all thanks to our friends at Singo. So you don't want to miss it. We're playing Would I Lie to You in, I don't know, maybe about an hour or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You're waking up with the Novos.
Hey, Crevo, throughout time together doing this show, I've learnt that you're quite a skeptic.
What do you mean?
You don't believe in the fascinating world that is out there, you know, the unknown. You always
that's because you're always off chasing Loch Ness monsters and go, what, they're real. And I go, where? What? Like, all this time, got all the best cameras and, infrared and everything else, and you can't get a single good photo that's not grainy as anything. I don't get it.
It's an elusive monster. What of it, huh? Anyway, this time, there has been evidence slapped in front of your face. Not RE, the Loch Ness monster, but instead, aliens, Crevo. Yeah. Get that music on. So the Mexican Congress has been presented with two fossilized aliens during the week.
I'm sorry, fossilized? Are they really fossils of aliens?
They certainly are. Now, if you haven't seen these pictures yet, a quick Google, you guys know how to use the internet, Mexican aliens, quick Google, there you go, bang, hit images, you'll see the pictures there. But these two aliens have been found in Peru, and estimated to be around 1,000 years old.
Now, you say aliens have been found.
Yes.
Have you had a look at them, actual look? Because they're just like somebody's done this in the art studio of a high school with plaster.
No.
They're an absolute not aliens.
What do you mean? What else could they be?
Like I said, an art project of a failed student.
No. So anyway,
Describe them.
Well, they look like, so I guess,
a bulbous head, isn't it?
Well, it's like kind of like a shrunken head, almost. Head.
They're not like, that big, are they?
Kind of like a lanky body, but not tall. Like, yeah, quite small in stature. Have you ever seen E.T.?
Yeah.
Looks like E.T., basically.
Do you really think, because E.T. was what, Spielberg film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think Spielberg really knew what they looked like then? Because how are they so similar to E.T.? All that someone's done is make it off a copy of a movie. It's not a real thing.
All I'm going to say is aliens look the same in most movies, right? And there's never smoke without fire. They must know something.
No, they don't.
Yeah, well, why would all of Hollywood just accept that aliens look like this?
Because that's what people understand. This is the most ridiculous conversation I've ever had.
Anyway, I'll continue with some of the facts here for you, Crevo.
Right, okay.
So, a third of these specimens' DNA is still unidentified, right, and is linked to no known evolutionary path. I don't know where, you know, it's not linked to anything we know here in Perth.
Yeah, because it's plaster of Paris.
No, ridiculous. The other thing as well is they don't believe this is from a UFO crash. So the two aliens were found in algae mines and later fossilised, and here's the kicker, right, and this is so important for science.
Mm-hmm.
One of these specimens might contain eggs.
Oh, so you reckon they're going to hatch them out?
Who knows? I'm not sure what kind of science technology they have to, like, you know, maybe get this egg moving along. They might be able to hatch a new alien. Who knows?
You know why they contain eggs? Because they've done, like, an egg wash on it to give it texture.
They have not. This is ridiculous. Anyway, the Mexican Congress is still looking into this. They're still showing interest. But, I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about. You're such a skeptic. Even when the evidence is in front of you, there's two pictures there right in front of you. You still don't believe. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, I think we have to agree to disagree on this one. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yes, this is your early chance to get some prizes, Stephen. All you got to do is jump on now. Call up 4967-4105 and play 3 of a Kind and win. Of course.
Oh, well, that's it. It's a two-step process. Yes. But the first step you can do right now, 4967-4105. Get your Feel Good Friday off to an absolute flyer. And like you said, prizes for 3 of a Kind this morning come in the form of, Grevo, wait for this, a double pass to see the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas Katara Gold Class.
Yes.
So relax, unwind, and indulge in the luxury of Gold Class at Event Cinemas Katara. How good's that? Any movie you want,
Gold
you get
class
to see
tickets.
It, you know, with the likes of Mark Revo on that, you know,
well,
all the stars.
I've never been to Gold Class.
So you keep telling me.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, fancy.
In Bali.
Bali. He's on a good wicket over here.
Unbelievable.
He flies overseas to watch a movie. Now, if you've never heard 3 of a Kind, this is how it works. We give you three things, and you just got to figure out what the theme is between those three things. I've got a little example here.
All right, I'm ready to go.
You get ready here. First one, Zinger Burger, Wicked Wings, Coleslaw.
Oh, Stephen.
Yeah.
KFC items.
That is absolutely right.
Bang. Oh, that is a Friday treat if you don't mind.
One on the board. You've already got yourself a point. Now, if you heard that and went, I know those were KFC items, you can play 3 of a Kind. It's that simple. Just figure out the theme between the three things we give you. And like I said, Gold Class tickets up for grabs. That's a date night sorted.
That's it. Date night on us for this weekend. 4967-4105, that magic number, of course.
First of all, meeting contestant number one is Gordon from Bellbird. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. What's on for your weekend? Busy one? You're working? What's the situation?
I'm working tomorrow while the game's on.
Oh, boo!
You're kidding me. That's unbelievable.
Oh, that stinks. Well, you have to stay off social media. Record it and you can watch it later.
I'm going to tape it off Foxtel, so I'll be right.
Yeah, you will. You will. That's it. Good attitude to have. Against you is Riley in Bolton Point. How are you today?
Good, yourself.
Very good. What about your weekend?
Well, beers and footy. Why not?
two sides of the coin here. Well, we need to test everyone's buzzer, first of all. Your name is your buzzer. Gordon, you go first.
G.
Okay. G. And Riley?
Riley.
Very good. Now, of course, the scoring is first to two, best of three. Stephen is your quiz master. Get ready, gentlemen. Here we go.
Yeah,
first one.
Let's get into this. Best of luck, gentlemen. The first one I've got for you this morning is Corona, Great Northern, Tui's New.
Right.
Who was quickest there?
Who was that even?
I think it was Riley.
What's your answer, Riley?
Beer.
That's correct. One on the board.
One on the board to Riley. Well done. All right. We move to the second. This could be the winning point for Riley. Gordon, still your chance to tie this up. The next one, gentlemen, I've got Oral-B, Colgate, Sensodyne.
Riley.
Riley, quickest again there.
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste is correct. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Off to Event Cinemas. You're watching the movie of your choice in Gold Class. How good's that?
Good, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Now, Gordon, as our runner-up, do you want to have another go next week?
Yeah, Yeah, why not?
Why not? Good stuff. Good attitude to have. You're waking up with the Novas in UFM.
And, of course, go the Knights.
Indeed, of course. That's just a given.
And, Crevo, I am going to go on my soap a little bit here. I know it's Feel Good Friday, but we're going to have to forget about that just for a second.
Okay.
I need to have a whinge.
Yeah.
Basically, property developer and Aussie millionaire Tim Gerner has been forced to apologise based on comments he made at the Australian Financial Review Property Summit during the week.
Now, that does sound like a barrel of laughs, doesn't it?
Well, these comments have highlighted just how out of touch sometimes the other half can be.
Mm.
And before I rant and rave, what I will do is read out this unaltered, unedited excerpt from his speech.
Okay,
right?
So this is exactly
word for word what he said, right? Yeah. Tradies have definitely pulled back on productivity. They've been paid a lot to do not much, and we need to see that change. We need to see unemployment rise 40 to 50%. We need to see pain in the economy and remind people they work for the employer and not the other way around.
Oh, so some bloke with a calculator and six investment properties...
Try 60.
Reckons that tradies aren't working hard enough. Yes, this guy hasn't worked a full day in his life.
Basically, he's blaming tradies and people, like the tradies not working hard enough for the cost of living crisis and the fact that we don't have, like, affordable housing is what he's blaming these tradies for. And essentially, what he's trying to say is we need to have less jobs so the people in those jobs work hard. What his argument is say there's 50 electricians,
mm-hmm.
but there's only 10 sparky jobs. Well, if you're one of those 10 sparkies who has a job, you will work longer hours and you'll work harder and you do everything you can to keep a job because you know there's 40 blokes knocking on that door.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
So basically what he's trying to say is that people should, like, should be happy to earn less and work longer hours for the sake of having a job. Easy to say for you with your, millions and millions of dollars.
But what about your average battler who's out there trying to make a living and can't afford normal food?
The problem is as well with this, is exactly what you said. There's no empathy in this at all. He's like, we need to see the unemployment rise 40 to 50%. But what he doesn't understand is that with that those people losing jobs, people are already struggling as it is.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? We're going to have to support those people anyway.
And it will come out of your tax money. So it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. This guy's a full idiot.
Now,
he doesn't understand.
He has, like, to his credit, I say credit loosely, he's come out and apologised. I'm not sure how much I believe the validity of this apology.
To a bloke like that, that's just fake. He's just done that, so he's out of trouble.
His PR team's gone, mate.
You've stuffed up here by telling your real thoughts.
There's a couple of bad comments floating around on the internet about you. Come out and say how sorry you are. Do you believe that apology?
Not in the slightest.
I don't think he feels the pain.
It's
not his fault that he doesn't feel the pain at the moment. He's got a lot of money.
He's very rich.
But he's got to have some empathy for those that are struggling. He's got to understand that in the midst of this cost of living crisis, people need their jobs. We can't just be sacking people.
Yeah, it's outrageous. If you want to say, like, you should watch a little bit of this video because it is shocking.
Yeah.
It's actually shocking. New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And did you hear there, Crevo? Just said temperatures up above that 3-0, up in the 30s for the weekend.
I know. Taste of summer is here.
Absolutely. And you can get a taste of summer thanks to our friends at Singo's, of course. The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. Or get $50 free meat from Singo's on us next.
That's right. We'll give you all the details on how that could be all yours in just a minute as you wake up with the Novos on New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
New FM.
Would I lie to you,
baby? Would I lie to you? Stunning weekend coming up, Crevo. Of course, the Knights are playing as well up against New Zealand, second round of the finals. If you're hosting a barbecue of any, you know, not just for the game, but for any occasion, and you want the meat on us. 4967-4105 is the number to call, and call it right now, because we have $50 worth of free meat up for grabs, thanks to our friends at Singo's. Ease the cost of living. Check out great weekly specials at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. And, of course, could be all yours.
That's right. So easy. All you got to do is figure out who is telling the truth. Seth, you reckon you're a pretty good human lie detector. Maybe you got family, you sometimes tell a lie. I know you're not telling the truth.
Telling porkies.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is Crevo and I both have an item in front of us. An item is inverted commas because only one of us is telling the truth. The other one is trying to trick and deceive you. What you've got to do is see through all that rubbish and figure out who actually has the item that they say in front of them.
That's right. If you can figure that out, the prize is all yours. All right, we'll get your calls on the NX and play Would I Lie to You? All right, let's meet them. Your human lie detector for today is Mick in Fennel Bay. Good morning, Mick.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Very good. Now, are you usually pretty good at telling if someone's, you know, telling you a fib or telling the truth?
Well, I've played this a couple of times, never won yet. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, right.
Fingers crossed today will be the
lucky day.
Your lucky day. So I'll kick us off, mate. The item I've brought in today, Mick, is it's been no secret that my partner Siobhan has moved here from Perth over the last month or so, and she's been pretty busy. So what she's done is she's knitted me a beanie. So I've got a beanie knitted by my partner, Siobhan. It's like this beige colour, really nice beige colour. It's got like a little fold in it as well. And yeah, hand-knitted beanie.
Okay, that is item number one. What I've got here, Mick, do you know what an emery board is, Mick?
No, I don't.
So it's sort of like a thicker nail file that my wife left in the car, and then I forgot I wasn't prepared this morning, so I like nicked out to the car and grabbed it, and I'll just sort of run my nail along it so you can hear what it's like. A sort of much finer nail file for like smoothing the nail out.
I thought you said
out.
It was thicker.
No, it's thicker in thickness, but the grit of the, I guess, it's sort of, it's like sandpaper. I don't know what the ladies call it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, that is finer. So have a listen here. I'll just run my nail along it. That's for like smooth out the nail. There we go. That's nice.
Sounds like plastic
now.
On plastic, which is what it is.
All right, Mick. Do you have any questions for Stephen?
What colour's the beanie?
It's beige.
Well, you said that, yeah, righto.
All right, any questions for myself about the emery board?
No, I don't, but I'm going to say...
Who's got the real item is what we're asking here, Mick.
I'm going to guess, Stephen.
So you reckon the beanie is the real item, Mick?
No, actually, I'll go with Trevor.
Okay, so...
Wait, we need you to lock in an answer here. No flippy floppy.
You got to lock in a final answer. Who has the real item?
Trevor.
Oh, Mick, I'm so sorry. I've just grabbed a ruler off the desk here.
It was plastic on plastic.
Stephen tried to hint you and everything. Oh, well, you still haven't won. That's all right. You can try again another time.
And of course.
Thanks, guys.
No stress, mate. Of course, we'll be back next week. All thanks to Sigos. Yeah, $50 free, mate. Let them sort you out this weekend.
New FM.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And how's this for Feel Good Friday, Creamer? Because in case you missed it last night, the NRLW girls, our Knights, secured the minor premiership.
Yes, how good is that?
First one in Knights history, if you don't mind. They took out the Tigers, which means they go into the finals campaign, which starts next weekend.
That's right.
Top of the table.
I mean, there's so much to be proud of as an Overcastrian at the moment, right?
Well, that's it. I mean, how unbelievable is it that both the blokes and the ladies are flying? Like, football is in the air. It's so palpable here in Nui at the moment. So
everywhere
exciting.
You go, there's, you know, decorations up and stuff. It's fantastic.
Now, it looks like it's going to be the Broncos we play next Sunday. Not confirmed yet. We've got a whole weekend of... Because we were the first game last night.
Of course.
Got a whole weekend to watch play out before, you know, the end of the round. But looks like it'll perhaps be the Broncos. And as an added little bonus, I guess, the cherry on top, friend of the show, Liv Higgins, snuck over for a cheeky meat pie. Towards
how
the end of the
that?
Game. We love to see it. Go to the girls.
I know. Fantastic stuff. As you wake up with the Novos here on New FM, next, a mystery we may have solved here in Newcastle.
And yeah, Crevo, over the last couple of days, I've been doing some homework, I guess. Mm. Working hard, trying to do a bit of investigative journalism over the Raj's Corner situation we talked about a couple of days ago on the show. So
yeah.
For those who haven't seen what's going on here, basically on Derby Street, a new Raj's Corner is being constructed, being opened up right opposite Derby Raj.
That's right. So I first spotted it when I went out for dinner there, I guess a week or two ago, and it looked close at that point already. In fact, it was all freshly painted, the branding was there, and it is on a corner as well. Derby Raj, not on a corner, which, you know, always wondered about, not being a Raj's Corner, or what's the situation?
Yeah, well, it sent not only you, but Newcastle as a whole into a frenzy. Plenty of discussions on forums, Reddit, etc. And lots of different theories about what's going on Derby Street there. So some people were saying that Derby Raj and Raj's Corner, not owned by the same people.
That's right.
They're both going to be open there, you know.
Simultaneously. As competition.
In competition with each other. Other people saying that they used to be owned by the same people, but no longer due to a family feud, brothers fighting.
Yeah.
So people saying as well that they'd seen signs saying that explicitly they weren't connected.
And then some saying they definitely were connected.
Well, yeah, other people saying of course they were. They've got the same font, they've got the same menu, of course they must. I mean, your first thought was that perhaps Derby Raj was moving to A, corner on Derby there. So it'd be Raj's Corner, and B, into a larger space, because Derby Raj is not a big area
fact, like sometimes you see the customers sort of spilling out into the street.
Yeah, not a very big shop front at all.
No.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to try and get to the bottom of this for Newcastle. No one seems to know the answer for sure.
Well, that's the thing, and we want real answers here, because everyone wants to know what's going on.
So, first port of call was like, you know what, I'm going to check out their website. Went straight on the Raj's Corner website. Now, they've got a couple restaurants listed there, you know, like the one in Charlestown, for example, Beaumont Street, not listed on there. Any restaurant in Derby Street. Raj not listed on their website to begin with.
Right, so we've come up a blank there.
So I'm going, that's not an answer. It does raise suspicion, though. So what I did was Google Raj's Corner, called the number of which is listed on Google, called three times, couldn't get an answer, sent them a few emails, didn't get an answer, decided, you know what, I'm going to call again during the dinner rush.
That's smart, because then at least that you get someone who's doing an order or whatever.
Exactly, they're going to have to pick up the phone. So, ring, 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 someone picks up the phone, Himalayan Restaurant, wrong number listed on Google.
The mystery deepens.
And I haven't mistyped it because I've just clicked it. You know, interactive on Google. You just click it and it rings for you.
Good for Himalayan Restaurant. They'll be getting heaps of business.
Couldn't believe it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to go back to the website and do the number listed. I decided on the Beaumont Street one.
Okay.
So anyway, called them up. I was a little bit sneaky. I didn't want them to know what I was onto. So, you know, I called them up. Ring, 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 ring. And they're like, hello, Raj's Corner. And I said, hey, you know, I used to live in Hamilton. Just moved to Cook's Hill. I love your food. I want to know, if I go to Derby Raj, is that the same as you guys? Or do I have to go to Hamilton to get all my favourite Indian cuisine?
Smart.
Buttering up a little bit, you know? I thought a bit of a backstory here.
Butter chickening them up.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I can reveal for you, Crevo. Drum roll, please. Owned by the same people.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so you were correct. They're moving across to the corner for a bigger space there. So they're not going to be competing against each other, not fighting, same owner, same people. They're just moving, expanding, I guess, into a bigger shop.
You know what? I'm actually happy with that result, because I feel like there'll be peace among the Indian food on that street now.
And at least now we know the answer for sure. There's no more arguing. I've got it from the horse's mouth. So there you go. Owned by the same people. They're just moving across.
All right. Thanks for that. One, I guess, debate settled once and for all here on UFM.
And Crevo, it is a joyous time for amateur sports right across the Hunter, because it is Silly Sunday season. So I've seen a couple over the last weekend. I know a couple are planned in a couple weekends' time. Our Silly Sunday at the mighty Cardiff Hawks is this Sunday coming.
Okay.
So for those who are unaware, who perhaps haven't been involved in like a footy club or something like that for a Silly Sunday period.
That's me.
Basically what it is just an excuse to, I guess, just relax after a hard season of training, working hard, you know, going to the games and everything. You just kind of unwind, have a few beverages with your teammates, with your good friends, and just enjoy yourself.
So it's a casual barbecue, is it?
Well, a few more beverages consumed than a casual barbecue normally.
Right.
Yeah, normally pretty loose.
Yeah,
Famously loose, silly Sunday. Anyway, like I said, ours is this Sunday, and all we've known pretty much for the last couple of weeks is location of said silly Sunday and the date. We haven't had any other details. So last night, the sheet came through with the details for Silly Sunday.
In the group chat, was
it? Group chat, yeah. You know, here's the address, you know, use the side door, blah, blah, blah. Kickoff starts 9:30, all that kind of jazz, right?
Mm.
But the number one detail, number one rule for the day, and this is number one. You can see it on the screen there on the group chat.
Yeah.
Rule number one, no costume. No entry for Silly Sunday.
That's pretty serious. They're taking it very seriously, aren't they?
Absolutely, which has left me in all kinds of trouble because, Creevo, I haven't got an outfit planned. It's only a couple of days away.
Oh, no, this is actually a problem. Well, outfits that come to mind, have you had any ideas whatsoever?
One that did come to mind last night, mm-hmm. It was convenient that this message came through while my partner, Siobhan, and I were watching Scooby-Doo while we had dinner, you know, the old Scooby-Doo movie?
Sure.
Is Grandma Doo, you know, how Scooby-Doo dresses up as a grandma on the plane?
What? That's a ridiculous costume.
But they've got to be ridiculous. That's the point of Silly Sunday.
Right,
you know,
okay.
You wear something outrageous. It's a bit of a laugh. Everyone laughs and goes, yeah, how funny is that? Blah, blah, blah.
Could you dress up, you know, as the mascot? Do they have a hawk mascot?
Oh, not one I've seen, but I could create one.
There you go.
Maybe that'd be my job next season. Team mascot.
Well,
I'd have to play.
Well, I mean, you want to play, though, don't you? Very successful team.
Yeah, but you play to get involved in Silly Sunday.
Is that the real reason down? Other easy ones, like your Where's Wally type situation?
Oh, you could do, yeah. That's a nice easy one, isn't it?
Simple. Or perhaps a character with, you've got the right hair for it. Like a Lord of the Rings hobbit type character.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you've got the flat feet as well.
I do have flat feet.
You just get yourself some leather shorts, nice and short shorts, and a scruffy... Oh,
wouldn't you like to see me in some short shorts?
Well, I see you in the Star Spa every morning, and that's my treat. That's enough for me.
That is true. Either way, I think today it is a trip after the show to a couple op chops, you know?
Or you go for the Borat Mankini. That'd suit you.
I don't know if it would suit me.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
My number one concern is it's going to be a hot weekend. Sunburn is a real threat. I'm a little pasty boy. I can't have that much of my skin exposed, I don't think.
Oh, that's the main problem, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I don't have enough socks to shove down the bikini as well.
Oh, well, I'll lend you some socks.
Oh, there you go. Could be sorted then.
Bit of sunscreen, problem solved. We'll see you in that. Photos, yeah? It didn't happen. New FM.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, it is your Feel Good Friday, and how good would it feel to be in the draw for a $10,000 spa?
Pretty good. Yeah. Feel pretty good.
That's right. It's all thanks to Just Spas, Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas. Swim spas, infrared saunas, and the urban pool. Star Spa, of course, playing just after 8 o'clock. Identify the celebrity. If you get it right, you're in the draw. Simple as that.
It's simple as that indeed. Like you said, happening after 8 o'clock up next, though. The Swoopy Boys are attacking, Creevo. Spring has sprung, and we're going to be chatting all things those pesky magpies on the other side of this.
New FM.
And funny you say it's a lovely spring day, Creevo, because spring has well and truly sprung, both on the calendar and in terms of the weather change.
Sure.
And with the changing of the season comes obviously beautiful flowers and, you know, lovely gardens everywhere, chirping birds, but also... swooping birds. It is magpie season, well and truly. You've got to be careful when you're near your local park around the trees because they're coming to get you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this was highlighted by a video that Jess from the newsroom sent us yesterday. This Aussie tradie absolutely struggling to get work done because he's being pestered by this magpie. Keeps chasing him around and, you know, swooping him. He thinks he's gone. He turns his back for a second, bang, the magpie comes again.
Swoops him again.
Yeah, so he couldn't get any of his work done. The three of us, I mean, myself, yourself, and Jess from the newsroom, just losing it, laughing at this video. And then, Jess, you told us that you reckon you're a bit of a magpie magnet.
I don't reckon. I know I'm a magpie magnet.
I don't. For some reason, they don't seem to bother me.
I don't know what it is. Last year was the first time that I'd been, like, swooped to the point of blood, like, dripping down my face.
Oh.
Like, it was horrific.
Well, they made contact.
They made contact. It was horrifying. I didn't know what to do. I was just, like, dive-bombing me, and I ran and, like, hid under a bush.
Under a bush?
Well, I didn't know where else to go. There was nowhere else to go.
It hurts so much more because of the shock factor as well. Because normally they are just kind of, like, warning swoops. Rather than physical swoops to cause harm. They're kind of like, stay away.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I swear that same magpie, because it was in the same spot, has to be the same one, got me like 6 weeks ago, I reckon. And
wait, were you back under the bush again?
No. I thought maybe I'd be fine. Turns out it's not fine. I can never go down that street again. That magpie owns that street.
What, so you've got to go on a detour now?
I've gone nowhere near it. I got swooped the other day out at Pecolvin. I got swooped yesterday by a plover. That was terrifying.
What's a plover?
You know, the annoying birds that are out the back here.
Smaller bird?
Yeah.
It's not smaller.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, this is not which is bigger, magpies or plovers. This is, are you a magnet for magpies? You obviously are, big time.
And apparently magpies have, like, a pretty good memory as well. Supposedly they remember, like, so if they've swooped you once.
Yep.
They remember, they see you again. Oh, that's bloody Jess again. Yeah, they come together.
Like, go take meat and just, you know, make friends with it. No, I'll just avoid it.
Yeah,
it's
smart.
It's just easier.
Okay, all right. Well, this is what we're after. Are you like Jess and a bit of a magpie magnet? Maybe there's a certain, I guess, route that you walk or cycle or something like that that attracts them. And we're after Newcastle's biggest magpie magnets.
Yeah, 4967 4105, that magic number to call. We're getting all your bird swooping stories on the air today in honour of spring being sprung. And for sharing those stories on the air, you can get yourself a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition, which roars in the Superlunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park. Perfect for the school holidays.
Yeah, that's right. So win that awesome prize. All you got to do is share your swooping stories. Maybe you like Jess and a bit of a magnet for them, or maybe it's just one memorable swooping situation that, you know, never forget that time.
Let's go first to Wickham. Good morning, Tony. Are you a bit of a magpie magnet?
Well, I was when I was a child.
Yes. Tell us the story.
Okay, so I headed down to the local park. I had a soccer ball. Playing around, just kicking it around. Actually got this ball stuck in a tree.
Right, so okay.
It was a new soccer ball. I didn't want to lose it. So I was actually throwing some rocks and other sticks at the tree to get the ball down off the branch.
Dislodge the ball, of course. Sure. Yeah.
Classic technique.
Yeah. Well, this magpie must have had a nest in there, and it got super aggressive.
Uh-oh.
It continually swooped. The ball came down. Luckily.
Yep.
But I had to hide in a rose bush.
Oh. Park,
and I got cut up in a few times.
Oh my God.
I waited, probably must have been like when you're a kid, it must have felt like half an hour. But as I decided to leave, it came back. It was just waiting for me.
Oh, it's just waiting and waiting, ready to swoop you.
Stuck between a rose bush and a magpie.
And a hard magpie.
Magpie indeed. God, it must have been real bad to think that the rose bush is the lesser of two evils.
I know. That sometimes they are, though. To Mayfield West, God's country. Dave, good morning. What's your magpie swooping story?
Yeah, good morning, Ian.
Very good.
When I was a young bloke, 16-year-old, I was right from Jasmine down to Wall's End, down one of the long streets.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of had a feeling something was coming down at me. Next thing, I heard a couple of pecks on top of my helmet. And I'm looking around, trying to find it.
Oh, we've lost him there.
Dave's just cut off. Maybe a magpie swooped his phone and took it off him.
Who knows? I want to know, though, if Dave now has those zip ties in your bike helmet. Nothing. I don't know. It looks so weird. I reckon,
you're a big fan of them, aren't you?
Absolutely not. I reckon I'd rather get swooped by a magpie than wear zip ties in my bike helmet.
One of the most tragic sights of all time. New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM Star Spa.
It is going to be a sweltering summer.
Oh, right, isn't it?
Let's not beat around the bush. There's talks on the telly today about temperatures in the mid-30s next week in September.
Already?
Are you kidding? So if you want to escape the heat, I reckon a six-seat, $10,000 luxury spa from Just Spas Newcastle might just do the trick.
Oh, my God. You'd be living the life, wouldn't you?
Of course. You can go in the draw for this spa by calling the show now. 49674105, two-step process. You've got to call the show first and then correctly identify the star in New FM's Star Spa with you and I, Crevo.
That's right. And you know what? We always talk about what swimwear we got on today. Today, in honour of the Cardiff Hawks Silly Sunday this Sunday, I've got my Cardiff Hawks Budgie Smugglers on. Have a look at them.
Me and you matching. That's matching in the spa today.
Fun, right? Anyway, hopping into the celebrity. Come on over. Here we go. Let's see who it is.
For years, I could never work out why not everybody liked me. What's not to like? 50% of people loathed me and 50% loved me with the same ferocity.
All right, that is the latest star in New FM's Star Spa. If you think you know who it is, that magic number, 49674105. Today, we have Wayne from Tea Gardens competing. Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Good, thanks. How's yourself?
Very well. Much planned for your weekend. What's going on?
Not much. Just going to go out and do a bit of fishing out in the Nelson Bay, that's all.
Oh, how good. You're living the good life. What are you going to try and catch this weekend?
Whatever jumps on the end of the line.
Yeah, that's it.
Good strategy. All right, here we go. Of course, you're about to hop in the spa with a celebrity. Just identify who they are, and you're in the draw. So let's have a listen to them, all right? You ready?
Yep.
For years, I could never work out why not everybody liked me. What's not to like? 50% of people loathed me and 50% loved me with the same ferocity.
All right, Wayne, who do you think is the star in New FM's Star Spa?
Pauline Hanson.
Pauline Hanson is guest. Is Pauline Hanson correct, Crevo?
No, unfortunately not. Too bad. Well, enjoy your fishing, Wayne.
Shall do.
He's still living a good life.
Yeah, it's Feel Good Friday, isn't it? And of course, plenty more chances for your Feel Good Friday to get in the draw for this $10,000 spa. Your next chance comes hidden in and amongst Newcastle's best music during your workday. Of course, that's with Scott. So if you think you know who it is, make sure you have New FM locked, loaded and loud to get in the draw for this $10,000 spa.
Anovos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, producer Scott, what have you got for us? Let's get into this.
Gents, the VMAs were a couple of days ago, and at the VMAs, the footage of Selena Gomez is going viral because she's been captured pulling lots and lots of, like,
side eye.
Yeah, a lot of side eye, a lot of comical facial expressions, and she's not a fan of it.
Because, oh, really?
Yes, because she's been sort of turned into a meme, and the big one that we're looking at is she pulled a real dirty face when Chris Brown got nominated for an award. Yes, Chris Brown.
Saw that.
Yes, Chris Brown's had a whole heap of
controversial
things.
Controversial past.
Yes, very controversial past. So should he be nominated for that award? Selena Gomez obviously pulled a face.
Saying no.
Didn't think so. So her face has been sort of made into a meme, and she's come out with an Instagram story saying, I will never be a meme again. I'd rather sit still than be dragged for being myself. Yeah. Much love. And it's kind of a shame because she's...
You say things like that, people will just get more wound up. Her best course of action is say nothing.
Yep. Let just blow over.
That's
essentially. Because,
right.
you just can't have a cry about stuff like that, can
no,
you?
No,
like,
no,
you,
no, no.
Yeah, celebrities already have this reputation for being precious and, you know, like, so, yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I agree with you, Crevo. She's got to let this just blow over. There's coming out will just encourage people to meme her more.
Just lights the fire. She's essentially lit the fuse.
True.
Anyway.
And she's done a whole heap of memes before, like where she's been posted, but this one, hasn't really taken off because she felt that she was just being herself and people are making fun of her. That's the impression that I'm getting. But, gents, in some funny news, in some magical news, Tom Felton, who plays Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter series, he will be back on our screen soon in an Uber Eats commercial.
Oh, and time's getting tough for Tom Felton.
But the ad is actually, it's dark but quite funny. Basically, they say on Uber Eats that you can order almost anything. So basically, it's not an ad, by the way. And he ordered a magic wand, and he waved the wand, and he disappeared his neighbor. Like his neighbor
gone.
And so because of that, there's a whole search party. He feels really bad, whatever, whatever. Then the cops come after him. All of this crammed into a one-minute commercial. The outcome of the ad being magic, no, but ice magic, yes. Saying you can now get ice magic on Uber Eats.
Oh,
I'm like, that's a stretch and
so
a half.
Convoluted. So confusing, the whole situation. I don't know.
The ad was quite clever, but all of that to say, you can get ice magic on Uber Eats.
Yeah, it could have been a lot easier and probably a lot cheaper.
Yes. In a 5-second thing, you can now get ice magic on Uber Eats.
Done.
Now I understand.
While Tom Felton probably needs the money, he probably still demands a big sum.
That's right.
Even for a minute advertisement, he probably still demands a large sum.
Millions of dollars, I reckon.
I would agree, yeah. So they probably could have done the ad a lot less complicated. Lot cheaper.
Yeah.
You get the same message across.
Yeah, but Uber Eats have the trend of getting all the big stars in. They had the Irwins, they've had Paris Hilton, they've had everybody under the sun. Now it's coming for the Harry Potter stars.
There we go.
There you go.
Interesting. Thanks for that, Scott. Of course, if you want to get your fix of goss, you always can. Same time, same place. New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And it is a feel-good Friday, so Jess, while you're still here, we want to talk more about these brave fireys who saved the ducks, Fireman Ben, right?
Yes, Fireman Ben from Tingara Heights saved six little ducklings who fell down a drain.
So, well, how'd they fall down a drain? Like, isn't there sort of a mesh across the drain?
Well, I mean, we could blame Mummy and Daddy Duck for this one, maybe, because they waddled across, like, it was a really, one of those drain... I can hear you laughing in the background, Stephen. It's not funny, the poor ducks.
Yeah, no. Woe is ducks. I'm on your side. Don't worry.
So
it was like one of those drainage gates. They're really wide. Well, not really wide, but wide enough for a little duckling to fall through the quacks.
I mean...
And fall into the water below.
Through the what, sorry?
Through the quacks.
No.
Oh, come on. That's a good one.
You're a reputable journalist, Jess. You shouldn't be stupid to those lies.
But look, all's well that ends well. They were saved. That's the main thing. How many ducklings was it?
Six little ducklings.
Oh, there we go.
What a foul ordeal.
I'm sorry. No. That's also a no.
Hey, everyone's smiling. It's Friday. I've done my job.
Hey, up next, Crevo, we've got a bit of a social dilemma, because another one of the, I guess, B-list celebs in Australia trying to throw their weight around, unfortunately hasn't been successful this time, so I'll tell you the predicament they've landed themselves in.
You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. And Stephen, we moved to Melbourne for this next story. Do you remember a MAFS character called Claire Normaris?
Never been a MAFS watcher, so don't know, but I assume was one of the contestants.
Yeah, she's one of the contestants on MAFS. She obviously maintains a bit of a social media following in the post-show environment, if you will.
Well, if they're smart, the smart ones set themselves up for a career in media.
That's right. Yeah, something along those lines. Anyway, the reason she's been brought up is because she went to this Korean barbecue restaurant. She went in there ready to go, ready to order. She said she likes to dine by herself sometimes because she says, you don't get your, and this is a quote, she says, I don't get my balls broken about what I order and I eat whatever the F I want. I think she means flip. There's a few missing letters there. Whatever the flip I want. Happy days. That's an actual quote from Claire.
I feel like we all could agree with that sentiment at different points in our life.
Yeah,
there are times where you're like, man, this is too much hassle. You're all looking at the menu. Are we going to share stuff? Especially the Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
You tend to share. Oh, I don't really love that option, but no one wants the option I want. Oh, I guess I'll settle. Oh, we've all been there.
Exactly. Anyway, she's gone in there. She sat down, starts looking through the menu, and then the waiter comes over and says, oh, when's your friend arriving? Because she's at a two-person table.
Of course. Well, I don't make one-person tables.
That's it. Anyway, she says, when's your friend arriving? She says, oh, no, I'm just eating by myself tonight. In fact, I'm ready to order. The waiter, like, scurries off and then comes back again and says, sorry, going to have to leave.
What?
She says, like, what do you mean? She goes, oh, well, if you don't have two people at the table, you can't eat by yourself at this restaurant.
Wow. And what, kicked her out?
Kicked her out. I said, sorry, you got to go. Now, she hasn't named and shamed the restaurant because she really likes it, so much so that she wants to go back with a friend so at least she can eat there.
Right.
But it does raise the debate. It does raise the debate. Can you kick someone out from a restaurant like this just for eating by yourself?
The bar test, right? If you're sitting at the bar talking about this with your mates, the bar test would dictate no.
That's what I would have thought.
Gut feeling says you probably can't. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they've got one person at this two-person table, they could be making double the money if
that's
two
right.
people were there.
And some of these Korean barbecue places are just pumping all the time. Like, they just get so many people queued out the door, you know, waiting.
Well, a good Korean barbecue place has the old double trouble.
That's right.
They've got good food and, like, a good little novelty as well.
And booze as well.
You cook your own thing. And yeah.
They sell a lot. In fact, I remember going to one where you could buy, beer in a one-meter tower.
Wow.
Which seems unbelievable. And
excessive amount of beer.
You're making a lot of money, though. And you're making a lot less if there's just one person at a two-person table.
So I understand from a business perspective why they would want to shuffle her on.
Mm.
But while all business owners are probably thinking, oh, my God.
Deep down.
You know, or like they're taking a big table at the pub. They're not spending any money. They're not buying any more drinks. They're just watching the footy. You know, you could have watched this at home.
Yeah.
You can't kick them out, I don't think.
It does feel a bit wrong. But you and I are sort of on the same page with this. But maybe we're missing a perspective here. And that's what we wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to kick this lady out because she's dining alone? It doesn't feel right, but maybe we're missing a trick here.
Yeah, and of course, for best calls on the air today, 4967-4105, that magic number, you can get yourself a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition, which roars into Sydney, the Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park, from September 22. Perfect for your school holidays.
That's right. So free prize, just for getting your opinion on the air, 4967-4105. I'd like to hear potentially from people that work in hospitality as well, because I think that might be a different perspective. You and I are not working in hospitality, so not really sure.
Let's go first to Nelson Bay. Morning, John. What are your thoughts on this?
Morning. Look, I think they can do what they like as long as they make it clear at the door so that you don't sit there in the queue and wait and then get chucked out. But, you know, there's an opportunity here. You could run a singles night on a Monday night. But there's a restaurant in London, famous restaurant called Wong Kee, that just lets anyone in and they draw marks on the tablecloth so they say, right, that part of the table is table 1A and that part is table 1B, and they could cram as many people as in. So they could make more money by just, you know,
allowing everyone. Tables.
Yeah, that's actually a really smart idea. I've never heard of that before.
And to be fair, I like how John has seen it as well, gone, if there's money to be made, it's your business.
Yeah.
You don't have to let, it's not a free-for-all.
That's
you
right.
You choose who you allow in and who's not allowed in.
Exactly. Interesting perspective. To Cessnock next, Colin, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, the question I ask is how big was she? I'm pretty rotund and I can eat the same amount as three people or five.
So you reckon if they kick you out because you're by yourself, they're losing money on that two-person table?
Oh, my women, I tell you what, though, if I walked in, they'd be rubbing their hands together.
Barbecue restaurant where you're cooking at your table, they see you coming, Colin.
Give
me two waiters.
Oh, watch out for Colin. Buffets hate this man. He sent Sizzler out of business. That's what we're hearing.
That's right. Oh, very good. Look, it seems like people are actually saying the opposite to us. If they want to, they can say no.
There you go. They said no.
Indeed. That's us done for today.
And for the week.
Yeah, indeed. Now. Have a great weekend, everyone. Of course, we've got a very, very simple message, and that is
up the Knights.
Up the Knights, indeed. Massive game Saturday. Fingers crossed they can follow the girls' footsteps from last night.
Mm.
Make it two from two for the weekend.
Oh, my God. So many fingers crossed across the whole region, right?
Absolutely. Before we go as well, we do have to award Caller of the Day.
Yeah, and you know what? I think Colin from Cessnock deserves it. I'm going to do it. You've got it, Colin. Congratulations. You're off to...
Yeah, Jurassic World Exhibition, which is happening this school holidays at the Super Lunar Pavilion Sydney Olympic Park.
Well done, Colin. That's all yours.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Enjoy. Well, we'll catch you on Monday.
Yeah, pretty dusty, I reckon, from the Cardiff Hawks silly Sunday. Hopefully I'll be all right.
Good luck with that. New FM.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.